Hey guys, your favourite podcast is just seconds away, but what if you could listen to it without worrying about using data? Got an offer for you right now. If you go to ilovedata.com.au, you're going to get 50 gigs of data for only $59.95 a month. There's no contracts, there's no catches. It's ilovedata.com.au. Open that up on your browser now and let's get into the podcast.
Hello, it's Lisa and Pete here and this is your catch-up.
Animal photographer Alex Kearns dropped in on her way to New York to plug her new book, Zen Dogs. The full chat's coming up.
We'll talk to Melina from North Perth. She's met Donald Trump.
Aren't they married? And find out how and why Pete has a very manly blister.
Look, it's talking. Look at me. Causing so much manly pain.
It's tough enough being a police officer without having to fight for workers' comp. Show your support at itstoughenough.com.au.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth. On Mix 94.5.
Nice big blister in the middle of my hand.
That's a real hard work blister, that one. That's a man's blister.
That's a manly blister. Thank you, Lise. That's a man blister.
It is.
I've never had one of
if
these
that
before.
If that blister spoke, it would speak with a deep voice.
It would say, look at me.
It would say, good eye.
G'day, I'm so painful. I am so painful right now. Alex Kearns is back. We've got her back at the studio. She's got a brand new book out and she's got a trip. She's off to the US very soon, which will coincide with the book's launch. It's called Zen Dogs and it's so good to have you back here.
Thank you.
You're becoming quite the New Yorker, actually, which is interesting. Didn't you grow up in Port Hedland?
No, Tom Price.
Tom Price, next door. It's even less people. It's worlds away, isn't it?
I mean,
it's the kind of thing that you dream of. When I grow up, I'm going to be a famous photographer and go to New York.
Oh, stop it. I don't think if you'd ever told me that's what I'd be doing, I'd believe it.
But right.
I'll take it.
All right, Zen Dogs is the new one. Of course, it's dogs again, yes.
Yes.
Same subject, but new vibe.
Uh-huh.
Tell us how this came about.
So probably a year ago now, I put a little series online of pictures of dogs with their eyes closed. Mm-hmm. I realised I was kind of capturing them during clients' photo shoots. I got the first one about 4 years ago. It was a Shar Pei called Susie. And I looked at the picture and thought, her eyes are shut. Who would want to buy a photo of dog with their eyes shut?
Well, the Shar Pei, I mean.
Exactly. So I showed it to her owners and they loved it because even though you couldn't see her eyes, it still had a happy emotion to it. So I then started including the photos if I could, you know, I was lucky enough to catch them. It's literally a split second blink.
Yes.
And anyway, I put the series online last year. It went crazy. It got picked up by lots of websites and news stations, which was awesome. And one night, 10:30, I was out for dinner, my phone rang and it said on the iPhone, New York City. I was like, wow. Favorite place
Excuse
in the world.
Excuse me, I'm taking this.
New York City's ringing. I better answer. I answered, and it was the Huffington Post in the New York.
Oh, get out.
I know.
Wow. Did you say, oh, hello, Huffington Post?
I said, hi, is that New York City? And they said, no, it's Huffington Post. I went, oh, okay. Okay, it's not second prize. And so I was completely spun out, and it was this lovely journo who worked in the health and well-being section of the HuffPost. And she said, can we run your photos, your Zen Dog series on HuffPost? So, of course, I thought about that for a mad minute.
Yep.
Said yes. And within 24 hours, my lovely editor, Julia, from Harper One in New York, had emailed saying, saw your photos, would you like to do a book?
Great.
So as much as that sounds like the greatest gift, I then did basically get up every morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, for about an hour to write in real time to New York, 3 o'clock in the afternoon there.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Of course.
So I feel like I
did
want it, yeah, just to get it across the line.
And then you'd be taking pictures. Well, no wonder their eyes are closed. You're doing this in the middle of the night.
Everyone's asleep.
And so when you started taking lots of them, did you think, oh, God, no wonder this is something I just caught occasionally, accidentally. Now I've got to get them on purpose and get them to close their eyes.
Well, it's actually literally a blink. So they're technically a fluke, but I can sometimes count between blinks, like, and if I just fire, I'm fairly likely to get nearly one per photo shoot, and I can do 5 shoots a day, so I've got a pretty good hit rate. I've got enough at the moment for Zen Dogs 3 to 7, I think.
Really?
Yeah, like all the way through, like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They can't be asleep, otherwise they're sleeping dogs.
Yeah, that's different.
They have to actually be.
I was gonna say, because
completely different.
Yeah. It's not just a blink, though. Like, they're all in real Zen positions, too.
Yep.
Like, they're all looking really chilled out.
Mm. Yep.
They're lying down or they're, you know, they look really comfortable. They look really Zen.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, how long are they sitting in that position for?
Sometimes they've sat there for 10 minutes and done a whole lot of different faces, but sometimes they're just there for a split second. But the key to the photos is relaxed and happy and chilled out, which generally is how I like them to be, to photograph them in the first place,
right,
to get that kind of really great character that comes through.
It's a chocolate lab in here called Doug, D-U-G.
Doug the dog.
Would you do Zen cats?
Well, good question, Lisa.
My cat gets some great faces.
Well, again, they can't be asleep. And lots of cats in the studio because it's kind of under the lights, it can get warm. Like to have a nap, so that doesn't count.
What?
I actually, blinking shots, I have 4. So Zen cats might just be a pamphlet. It's not going so well. I don't have 80.
Zen dogs, you can get it. When and how?
Out 25th of October. Mm-hmm. All good bookstores or online as well through the online retailers too. It's out for global release as well through HarperCollins US and Australia, so that's fantastic.
And don't forget, you can check out Houndstooth Studio as well by Alex Kearns. Find it on Facebook, like 115,406 other people have. That's a lot of people following your stuff on the socials.
It's awesome, and they're all absolute animal lovers as well. They're all very supportive and lovely, and it's a really nice community as well.
Well, thanks, Alex. Right.
Thank you.
Thanks Alex.
So much. Thanks a lot.
Guys, thanks for listening to the podcast. We did mention at the start of the show that we've been handed an incredible deal from Ovo Mobile. So if you switch to Ovo Data SIM, you're going to get 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G. And this is going to change how you enjoy listening to music, video, sport, all the stuff you do on your mobile device with nothing more than a new SIM. And get this, just for you, for listening right now, Ovo will give you the first month at half price. Let's do some math. Let's work that out. A whole month to enjoy 50 gig on 4G for just $29.95, then $59.95 after that. So there's no contract, and Ovo will instantly upgrade your plan to any better offers they release as part of their More for Fans promise. And with 50 gig, you can afford to catch up with us more often. Open your browser now and get on at ilovedata.com.au. 50 gig for $59.95 on 4G, and then half price for the first month. ilovedata.com.au. Now let's get back to the show.
We want to know, when did you have a great experience with someone famous?
We read a story about someone having a very good experience with Stephen, last man standing, Bradbury.
Oh, only the best. we got Jackie in Bayswater. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Who was it, Jackie?
I actually met Keith Richards in Sydney.
Wow.
It was quite exciting.
That's
we've
huge.
Flown over to Sydney to see the Rolling Stones in concert from Perth.
Yes.
Just there for the weekend, so it was kind of a fly-in, fly-out visit.
Yeah.
And we happened to stumble upon a jazz club. They were doing a tribute to the Rolling Stones, and it was actually their jazz section from their band. So they had a section where Keith Richards and Ronnie Wood were sitting with their wives and their family, which was all sectioned off.
Yeah.
And we sort of crept up to say hello and got stopped by their security, as we expected. But Keith Richards grabbed my hand and gave me a kiss on my hand and said, "How are you going, Dal?" And, you know, had a bit of a chat. So, yeah, it was a really good way to start the weekend.
Also,
and we saw the concert the next night. So it was awesome.
And how good was that?
It was fantastic, so definitely not disappointed with that at all.
Jackie, when you say you had a bit of a chat, what did you talk about?
Just about where we were from and that we'd come over to see the show. And
That would have been impressive.
Yeah, basically. Mm. Yeah, it was really good. He was really sweet and had very soft hands. So.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Wow, I thought he'd be all callous from all that guitar playing.
Yeah, no, he was a real sweetie. So it was really nice experience.
Nice. That's a big one. Let's see if we can beat that. Keith Richards.
Thanks, Jackie.
See you, Jackie.
No worries.
We got Mike in Girraween. Hey, mate.
How you doing?
Who did you meet?
I met Patrick Swayze.
Oh, nobody puts Mike in a corner. How was that?
Sensational. Probably one of the greatest nights of my life, but I used to live in London.
Yeah.
Flew out to Luxembourg for the weekend, met some locals, told us Patrick Swayze was in town, didn't really believe them.
Yeah.
And ended up at a club. There he was drinking at the end of the bar, so...
That's fantastic.
Being Australian, we thought, might as well go up and say hello to Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
And he was drinking on his own with his minder. We just spent the whole night out with him. I ended up finishing the night...
Brilliant.
...rolling. I had a pair of dice in my pocket, so I ended up rolling a pair of dice to see if Patrick Swayze would come out to the next club with us.
And?
Oh, my God.
If I roll a 1 or a 6... You have to come out with it. If I roll a 2, 3, 4, or 5, then you can go home.
And what did you roll?
I rolled a 5.
Oh, damn.
Gutted. Well done, Mike.
Thanks,
cheers.
Mike.
We got Melina in North Perth. Hello.
Who did you meet?
Hi, how are you? Yeah. Okay, well, I've got two. I've got one that was, yeah, no big deal, and that was Donald Trump.
Oh, get out of here, Donald Trump. Wait.
Sorry.
Yeah, hang on. It's not no big deal.
Backtrack. Donald Trump.
No. Can you said that you wanted one that was, like, exciting and, you know, that
true
stuff.
Yeah.
It is exciting, but it wasn't like I liked him or anything. But he was, I've got a girlfriend that works for his modelling agency called Trump Agency. So she asked me if I'd go to her Christmas party with her.
Yeah.
And he was there, and him, as his typical self, was sleazy and kept on coming up to our table and being all sleazy. And I did take a photo, so it's a true story.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
That was exciting. But he is exactly as they portray him.
So that's the bad experience. Then what's the great experience story?
The good one was Enrique Iglesias. He was gorgeous.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
Really gorgeous. Mm. But I was like about 10 years older than him, so I was a bit sad because nothing ever happened between us. But he was in a nightclub in Miami.
Dad would have been waiting in the wings though.
Nice work, Melina.
Nice,
thank you.
Melina.
Thanks,
see ya.
Bye.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.
Risk your life at work today. WA police officers risk their life to protect us with no workers' compo. Support WA police at itstoughenough.com.au.